This week, the National Spelling Bee announced that spelling will no longer be enough. Beginning this year, contestants in the early rounds will not only have to spell, say, flocculent, F-L-O-C-C-U-L-E-N-T, but know whether it's A, an intestinal disorder among sheep, or B, the stuffing inside a sofa pillow, or C, a clump of wool. C, by the way. Paige Kimball, executive director of the Spelling Bee, says the change was made to reinforce the purpose of the whole national contest isn't just to produce a news clip of brainy and endearing youngsters in bottle-thick glasses spelling borborygmus, which is, by the way, a rumbling in the intestines, but to encourage students to strengthen their powers of communication. She says good student spellers are apparently not like Major League Baseball pitchers who might throw a ball 100 miles an hour but can't hit one with a surfboard. What we know at the championship-level spellers, says Ms. Kimball, is that they think of spelling and vocabulary being two sides of the same coin. But it's interesting to review the words that have been correctly spelled to win the Spelling Bee since it began. Luxuriance was the word in 1927. Promiscuous in 1937, psychiatry in 1948, eczema in 1965, croissant in 1970, and psoriasis in 1982. All these words may have been a little tricky to spell with X's, Z's, silent P's, or inexplicable double S's, but they were familiar. The fact that they were spoken in everyday conversation made it humbling and instructive when we were uncertain how to spell them. But as the National Spelling Bee has grown more popular and publicized, the words youngsters spell to win the championship have grown increasingly unfamiliar. Corkers to stump a contestant, not leave anyone with a new word they can't wait to use. In 2011, the word that won the contest was cymatricus, which is to possess wavy hair, though I doubt Taylor Swift or Matthew McConaughey described themselves that way. Last year, it was guidepens, which is a kind of trap, especially if you try to pronounce it. Maybe putting the meaning back into words will remind us that most of the students we see in spelling bees aren't spelling out words that will win a contest, but knowing them may help make them wiser through that real contest called life. Some kids from Gary, Indiana. You're listening to NPR News.